It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In studying the book of Ephesians, we find that not only did Paul, under the inspiration of God, write to the believers at Ephesus, but he's also writing to us. Because verse 1 says, to those saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. And I find by reading the first few verses of Ephesians chapter 1 that, as it is written to everybody who names the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's written to remind us as to what has taken place in our lives, that we have trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior, and therefore we have certain things in the Christian life. And Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is writing to us, letting us know the things that God has given us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we read this and we go through the book of Ephesians, we find also that this is written to people who do not know Jesus as Savior, letting them know that they too can know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And I believe as we study the Bible from the front to the back, that we see the plan of salvation unfold. And we see the plan of salvation even in the book of Genesis, where it says that God clothed Adam and Eve. In other words, he provided a way of salvation for them. Well, now as we pick our study up today in the book of Ephesians, I'd like to look at verse 7. The first two words says, in whom. Well, who's it speaking of here, in whom? Verse 5 says, Jesus Christ. And as we look at this, in whom, this is Jesus Christ, we have redemption through his blood. Redemption comes only through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. There's only one person who can forgive us of sin, and that is Jesus Christ. And the way he does that is, once again, by the shedding of his blood, the redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. That's how the forgiveness of sin, the sins come about, is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, him dying on the cross of Calvary, dying for sinful man. And notice it says, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. I've made mention of this before. We see the word grace many times in the book of Ephesians. It's the riches of his grace, not man's grace, certainly not the devil's grace. He has no grace. He has no inclination to help individuals stay out of hell. He wants to take as many people as he can with him to hell. That is the devil. So it's not by the devil's grace, not by man's grace, but it's through the riches of God's grace that he saved us and made it possible for everybody who would trust him, who would trust Jesus Christ as Savior. It made it possible for everyone to go to heaven. Those who would trust him as Lord and Savior, of course, will go. But everybody has the opportunity. Notice verse 8. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Jesus Christ makes it possible as we study his word. He's given us the ability, the spiritual ability, to have the wisdom of God. The Bible teaches us in other scripture that we now have the mind of Christ. And the only way that we have the mind of Christ is, of course, by trusting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We have the mind of Christ. And the Bible also tells us that we are the temple of God. And that means that God dwells within us. And you say, well, how is that possible? Well, the Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit has come and he indwells each person. In fact, the Bible teaches us that if a person does not have the Spirit of God, then he's none of his. And when we look at this in the Word of God, it says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Well, that tells me that when a person gets saved, that they have the Spirit of God dwelling in them. We know that by comparing Scripture with Scripture that the Lord promised this not only to the apostles as he was getting ready to be crucified, but he promised that to us as well. In John chapter 14 and verse 26, Jesus told the disciples, the apostles there, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." We know that Jesus cannot lie. He could not lie. He was sinlessly perfect. There was no guile found in his mouth. That means he could not lie. Well, we compare Scripture with Scripture once again, and we read that in the book of Acts, how that the promise of the Holy Spirit did come. It came to pass according to the Scripture. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 it says, "But ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And we keep reading in the book of Acts, and we see how that the Holy Spirit did come as the disciples were in that upper room. There was about 120 of them in that upper room. The Holy Spirit, it says, came as a rushing mighty wind. And this was an indication of something powerful. They could not see the wind, but it was like a rushing mighty wind. And this would be the actual coming of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit's always been here. I believe that, according to the Scripture. But he came in a different, his ministry changed, we might put it that way. His ministry changed, and the way it changed was he came to indwell each believer. Now, in fact, 1 John 4:13, "Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit." Well, sometimes a Christian will start feeling a little low or down, and they get discouraged. And this is nothing but the devil. When that happens, we need to go to the Lord in prayer. When the devil starts beating us down, beating us up, then we need to go to the Lord in prayer and say, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Why? And how can we do that? 1 John 4:13 says, "Because he hath given us of his Spirit." We have the Holy Spirit living within us as saved people. And I remind you once again in John 14:17, it says, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not." The world does not have the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I'm going to give you another comforter. He was a comforter while he was here, but he said, "I'm going to send you another comforter." But he says, the world does not know me. The world does not know the Spirit. And it says, "Neither knoweth him," that's the Spirit in John 14:17, "but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." So we have the Spirit of God dwelling in us. And let me read another verse here, John 14:26. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I've said unto you." Now, I've read that verse, but I want you to notice that he said he's going to bring things to our remembrance. And I firmly believe as we study the Word of God, we read it, we see it in front of us, and as we speak to someone else about Jesus Christ, I believe the Lord will recall the Scripture to our remembrance. Now, we may not know the exact address where it's found in the Word of God, whether it's in the book of Ephesians or the book of John or where else, but we can quote that verse because God has given us that verse. And when I say the address, I firmly mean that the address would be one of the books of the Bible and the verse of the Bible. But you see, when we quote the Word of God word for word, when we quote the Scripture, the Word of God, it's God's Word that does the business. It's God's Word that does the work. We cannot save anyone. It's up to the Holy Spirit who dwells within us to speak to the heart of the person who's unsaved or the person who is saved. Now, I get back now, I'm thinking about when the old devil starts beating us down, when he gets after us, you just remember that you have the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God indwells us and gives us the ability, the spiritual ability, to withstand the onslaughts of the devil. And I remind you once again, 1 John 4:13, "Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit." And the Holy Spirit is going to lead us into all truth. And the Holy Spirit, the first thing that the Holy Spirit does for an unsaved person is to let that person know that he or she needs a Savior, that the Savior wants to save them the way he saved throughout all of the time that we read of in the book of Genesis all the way through the book of Revelation. He wants to save people by the shedding of his blood. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. It's not going to happen again. It's already happened, and it will never happen again. He died once, he was buried once, and he was raised from the dead once, and that will never happen to him again. Jesus Christ lives forevermore. He is alive, and because he is alive, you and I, who name the name of Jesus, we're alive, we have eternal life. And if you're listening today, or if you're reading today, this, what I'm speaking here, you too can have eternal life by trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And when you do that, the Holy Spirit will come to live within you. And the Bible says that you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Now, the Bible is plain when we read that. And when we read verse 8, we leave some of that out sometimes. Let me read that verse. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And notice what is the result. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The Bible doesn't say that when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we're going to receive power to have joy. We have joy when we trust Jesus as our Savior. The Bible does not tell us that when the Holy Spirit comes to live with us, that that we're going to have some out-of-body experience. It doesn't say that we're going to be able to raise the dead and heal the sick. Remember, Jesus Christ is the one who performed miracles. What it says when the Holy Spirit comes upon a person, when that person has the power of the Holy Spirit, you will be a witness for Jesus Christ in your place where you're at, and in all Judea, everywhere you go, you're to tell people about Jesus Christ. It says witness. You're going to be a witness for the Lord and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Now, many of us can't go to the uttermost part of the earth, but we can support missions. We can support that missionary who's going on to a foreign land. And even in our country, the United States, there are missionaries here who are proclaiming the Word of God right here. And we need to support those people who are proclaiming the Word of God, starting local churches, preaching, teaching the Word of the Lord. Now, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to get saved. You need to have the Spirit of God dwelling in you. And you don't get the Spirit before you get saved. You get saved and then you get the Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come upon you and you shall be witnesses unto the Lord. Wherever you're at, you're to be a witness for the Lord. And the Holy Spirit gives you that power. You have the power. The Bible teaches us that we are ambassadors for the Lord when we get saved, and he does not send us out without the power to do the job that he's given us, and the Holy Spirit is that power. He's given us the ability, the spiritual ability, the power to serve him in all truth, taking the Word of God to this lost and dying world and helping other Christians, lifting them up, letting them know that they're not alone, that Jesus Christ saved them.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.